Being in tune with other members of our species via the VVC is enormously rewarding. What begins as the attuned play of mother and child continues with the rhythmicity of a good basketball game, the synchrony of tango dancing, and the harmony of choral singing or playing a piece of jazz or chamber music, all of which foster a deep sense of pleasure and connection. We can speak of trauma when that system fails, when you beg for your life, but the assailant ignores your pleas, when you are a terrified child lying in bed, hearing your mother scream as her boyfriend beats her up, when you see your buddy trapped under a piece of metal that you're not strong enough to lift, when you want to push away the priest who is abusing you, but you're afraid you'll be punished. Immobilization is at the root of most traumas. When that occurs, the DVC is likely to take over. Your heart slows down, your breathing becomes shallow, and zombie-like, you lose touch with yourself and your surroundings. You dissociate, faint, and collapse. Defend or relax. Steve Porges helped me realize that the natural state of mammals is to be somewhat on guard. However, in order to feel emotionally close to another human being, our defensive system must, temporarily, shut down. In order to play, mate, and nurture our young, the brain needs to turn off its natural vigilance. Many traumatized individuals are too hypervigilant to enjoy the ordinary pleasures that life has to offer, while others are too numb to absorb new experiences or to be alert to signs of real danger. When the smoke detectors of the brain malfunction, people no longer run when they should be trying to escape or fight back when they should be defending themselves. The landmark ACE study, which is an acronym for Adverse Childhood Experiences, which I'll discuss in more detail in Chapter 9, showed that women who had an early history of abuse and neglect were 7 times more likely to be raped in adulthood. Women who, as children, had witnessed their mothers being assaulted by their partners had a vastly increased chance to fall victim to domestic violence. Many people feel safe as long as they can limit their social contact to superficial conversations. But actual physical contact can trigger intense reactions. However, as Porges points out, achieving any sort of deep intimacy, a close embrace, sleeping with a mate, and sex, requires allowing oneself to experience immobilization without fear. It is especially challenging for traumatized people to discern when they are actually safe and to be able to activate their defenses when they are in danger. This requires having experiences that can restore the sense of physical safety, a topic to which we'll return many times in the chapters that follow.